spring on your shallots.
How about gumbo? You ever fix
gumbo? Yeah.
What's the main vegetable that you would put in your gumbo?
Okra.
Okra. How about some vegetables that you might put in a good soup? What's some vegetables that you like in a good soup?
All soup style: butter beans, corn, tomatoes, and okra.
What we had for dinner. It was so good. If you were to leave, say, an apple or a plum around till it got all dried up, is there a word you might refer to? Just shrivel? That doesn't...
Yeah, I would say it's shrivel.
But you would not call it a shrivel, maybe. Care for green beans?
Yes.
Have you ever grown any different kinds of green beans?
Yes. We used to grow Kentucky Wonders, which is a running bean, but they do have some bush Kentucky Wonders now. And then we grew a bean that was just like it, except it was called a wax bean, and it was yellow, place being green. They have a different flavor, but they all we call snap beans.
Right. Yeah. Now, you ever cook turnips?
Oh yes.
When you take the tops out of them and cook them, what would you make a mess of?
Turnip greens.
Turnip greens.
We wouldn't call it turnip salad.
Turnip greens. If you had two bunches of lettuce. If you've got two bunches, you've got two what?
Heads.
Heads. Have you ever spoken? I don't know if I've ever heard this of children say if you have two boys and three girls, you've got so many heads of.
So many what?
Children. It's a heads of. So many head of children.
An expression like that. We speak about heads. Is that what you said? Heads of children.
Somebody might say, well, I got five heads, you know.
No, we usually use that expression about cattle and pigs.
Right. Have you ever used the word tassel?
Yes.
How would you use that?
Well, I might say that some of these welfare mothers have a passel of children.
What do you, would you call the outside of an ear of corn?
The shuck.
Is there a particular kind of corn that you might eat on the cob?
This little garden corn, country gentleman, is one kind.
Is there any name for corn that's young and tender?
I see what you're talking about, roasting ears.
Right.